Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's so many perspectives, experiences, emotions as we look back on the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Joining us now is John Cunningham. He is the Brooklyn Park Fire Chief, also president of the Minnesota Fire Chiefs Association. And John, thank you so much for joining us. We know that you were a volunteer firefighter in college in Connecticut on the day of 9/11/2001. You went to Ground Zero days later to assist recovery. Do you think you could take us through what drove you to go to Ground Zero and what you remember as we look back on this anniversary?
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me today. You know, it's hard to believe it's been 20 years, and I was a volunteer firefighter, and when the first plane hit the Trade Center and the first tower, you know, I wasn't sure. Was this an accident? And then it became very clear when the second plane hit that this was no accident, that this was an attack on our country. You know, as a firefighter, and specifically my background when I was in Greenwich was technical rescue and research and rescue, and that's what we're trained to do. We're trained to go into disaster areas, whether it's a structure fire, collapsed building, and perform rescue and help. And I knew that day that it was going to be all hands on deck. And what really motivated me was knowing that our brothers and sisters from all of our responding agencies were also doing the same thing. And we later learned 343 FDNY firefighters perished that day. And that was my motivation to go in and make sure that I could help any way that I could to help recover those that were killed.
How did that day, and or I should say, not just that day, but your experience after and being at Ground Zero, how did that, or maybe still does, affect you emotionally? Did it make you question your career and how difficult that time was?
You know, I think immediately after it was, words just can't describe, what I saw and I think what everyone experienced that day. It was very difficult work. It was grueling, but everyone came together and supported one another. The people that I met and worked with throughout my time there are still some of my best friends today. I realized probably many years later, as I started my own career, was more involved in the fire service, and I think it was a cumulative effect, personally, of just everything that you see, everything that you do as a first responder takes a toll on you. And I noticed, personally, that I was becoming more secluded. Several years later after that response, I wanted to get out of the fire service. Public safety, I didn't know why, but I knew that something changed. And a friend of mine actually recognized that change and said, "John, are you okay? You need some help." And I was able to seek that help and ultimately get back into the fire service. And it's a passion and it's a love that I absolutely love, and I have the greatest job in the world. I want to give it up for anything and the people that I get to work with, as well as that I see in the community, and hopefully bring some calm and resolve and just support to people in their most trying times.
We had a member of the Minnesota National Guard on earlier today on the WCCO Morning News, and a lot of what he talked about and wanting other Americans to reflect, and this is a person who deployed four times after 9/11, was about division, about how it felt the opposite 20 years ago. Is that something that you want Americans to reflect on now? From your perspective, someone who is at Ground Zero, what is something you're thinking about or want other community members to be thinking about here on the 20th anniversary?
You know, I can't help but reflect. As I'm talking, I'm sitting in a parking lot. The skies are almost blue. The temperature was the same almost 20 years ago. And those are the memories that come flying back. And it was such a tragedy. So much loss, but I also saw America come together. I saw people, you know, strangers, neighbors coming out, supporting first responders, supporting the military. We really tried as a country to unify after that. I can't help but reflect on that. And many of the good things that I saw after 9/11, I wish that we could remember that and go back and remember and appreciate all the good that came out of that. Despite the tragedy, we were united. We came together. And that doesn't come without some challenges. You know, we treated our Muslim and our Islam communities, you know, very poorly right after 9/11 and subsequent years. And we need to do a better job at treating, you know, each other as humans and recognizing our differences, appreciating that, and just being good neighbors. I wish we could get back to that. We all are living on this earth together, and we're here to support one another. And that's my drive as a fire chief, as a leader, is to, you know, be a man for others. That was deeply rooted in my Jesuit background and education. And I hope that we can reflect on that and take the positive out of that and use that as a role model and examples going forward.
That is so well said and so important for people to hear and to reflect on. John Cunningham, Brooklyn Park Fire Chief, who responded at Ground Zero in 2001. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, you can catch up on that interview at WCCORadio.com shortly. Traffic and weather together.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.